One day in late August 1953, after Oppenheimer's return from Brazil, he phoned Strauss to say that he was going to be in Washington on Tuesday, September 1st, and he wondered whether he might see him that morning. When Strauss said he was free only in the afternoon, Oppenheimer said he had an important appointment at the White House that afternoon and so couldn't make it. This news so alarmed Strauss that he immediately called the FBI and requested that the Bureau put a blanket surveillance on Oppenheimer during his visit.
"The Admiral is extremely anxious," one FBI official reported, "in view of Oppenheimer's background, to find out where he will be in Washington on Tuesday afternoon and whom he will see."
Hoover authorized the surveillance, and Strauss later learned that Oppenheimer had not been to the White House. Instead, he had spent the entire afternoon in a bar in the Statler Hotel with the syndicated columnist Marquis Childs. Relieved to learn that Oppenheimer was not seeing the president but only cultivating a columnist, Strauss wrote Hoover that he was still extremely concerned about Oppenheimer's influence in the atomic energy program
and was watching the matter closely and hoped to be able in the near future to terminate all AEC dealings with Oppenheimer.